You know what I'm saying? My name is Joe. I'm Jay from Covering Addict.
Hey, Joe.
I'd like to first start off for thanking my God for giving me another day clean. First thing I want to say is, can we give Walt another hand for doing a good job earlier today? Good job, Walt. I'd like to thank this committee and this home group and Mike for asking me to come share. My desperation to recover is like, if he would have asked me to just come up here and set up the grill, and that's all I wanted you to do, I would have came. Because the way I use dope is the way I chase my recovery. I don't half do it. I don't almost do it. I all the way do it. Because in desperation, that's how I got here. I ain't get here on a free pass. I ain't get here because life was so good and I ain't have nothing else to do but build a Narcotics Anonymous. I got here through desperation. And they told me the way you chase the drugs, the way you trace that, that's how you need to chase your recovery. So when I'm asked to do anything in Narcotics Anonymous, not just to speak, maybe just to set up, maybe just to support somebody else sharing, I'm on my way because I know at the end of the road for me, I was doing anything and anything to cop. I don't know if anybody was ever where I was at, but I was doing anything and everything to cop. I didn't learn about no unity until I came in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. The first part of unity they told me was the ABCs of recovery. ABCs of recovery is ashtrays, brooms, and tears. This is when you use all the smoke in the meeting. And I learned in the home group, even though I didn't smoke cigarettes, even though I ain't dirty up the floor, even though I didn't do none of that in the meeting, that I was taught that I was supposed to pick that stuff up, sweep, and help clean up like I'm going to do here if they need me to clean up after this one. That's how I learned about unity. That's how I learned about doing what I didn't want to do. I always want to know what I'm going to get before I do something. I never don't want to do nothing without knowing what I'm going to get. I always want to know. That's my motivation. What am I going to get? Why do I have to participate in this? What am I going to get? You know what I mean? And they said, you're going to get another day clean. That's all I promise you. I'm like, oh, got to be something else. Come on now. Got to be something else. No. You're going to get another day of trying to stop trying to commit suicide. Because every time you lift a chair up and put it back in your home group, every time you hug somebody at the door coming in your home group, every time you do a reading in any group, that's just one more second or one more minute that my mind ain't drifting back about how to get another drug or how to do something else. You know, the spirit of unity is really beautiful, and unity in itself means so many different things. And I just want to share some of the other parts of unity. You know, coming into this fellowship, I came through jails, institutions before I got here. And I heard the message, and I ain't believe the message. And, you know, and I listened to all that dear stuff, and people was talking about how to be happy, joyous, and free. And I walked into the meeting, and everybody was smiling, and was joking, and they was having fun, and they was hugging and talking about life, you know, school and children and family and cars, you know. And I came in broken. Spirit was broken. You know what I mean? My spirit was broken, man. I don't know what's past the animalistic level, but that's where I was at. Anybody ever see that movie New Jack City?
Yeah.
Okay. Visit Pookie and look at me. Pookie. That's me. That's who I was, looking just like that, 100 pounds soaking wet. But the people that was here before me, God bless their heart, and thank God that they didn't get this recovery and leave. They hugged me, man, and they start talking. They start using some new language that I didn't use when I was in the street. They start saying stuff like, give yourself a break. I don't remember saying that copy. Give yourself a break. Winners do what they got to do, Losers do what they want to do. I mean, I don't remember that language when I was talking. We didn't say no stuff like that. And I came here and started saying a lot of stuff like that, like just for the day. Like, don't take nothing just for the day, and then you have to break it down to the hour, the minute, the second. Get a sponsor. I don't remember all that language out there. And it didn't make sense, so I had to get with some people who could explain to me what that meant. And then I had to have the willingness to carry it out. See, the how this program is so powerful, the honesty, the open-mindedness, but if I ain't got the willingness to carry it out, I'm just walking around with some good information. I just got some good information. I just know the language. And once you learn them, I've seen so many people learn the language, but don't know how to live it. And guess what? Everybody who I know who found out how this thing works ain't around. They ain't around. Because they figured this out. This ain't no figuring out program. This ain't no smarter than you. I know more than me. You know more than me. What step you want. This ain't that type of program. This is how can you let God guide your life program with the help of another man or woman who you didn't even get hired with. I got the most help from the people in the rooms of my cars anonymous to teach me about unity who I didn't even see in the street. Don't even know them. Then the people who I got hired with, they was willing to extend themselves to me. But it was up to me to take the first step. It was up to me to take the unity piece. It was up to me. Unity ain't easy. Get a bunch of atoms together, we can't make a circle. You know what I mean? You're going to want them subcommittees as well. Unity. But the beautiful thing about it is, I was taught how to take my time and don't rush into. Thank God for sponsorship. Whoever ain't got sponsor, make a sponsor, man. One of the things I found out of what some people do in this program is they come in and try to do 30% of the program but want the 100% benefit. It don't work like that. You can't do two things in the rooms of Not Cause Anonymous and get five things worth of benefits. It just don't work like that. You just can't not use dope and then think your life gonna get better. Then you can't get a better life and use dope. Then you just can't pray and don't do none of them. It's a combination of everything. You know what I mean? I just see people so many times come in and do three things. I'll just go to meetings, I'll just work the steps, and that's it. Or I'll just do two. No. You got to do everything all the time in order to get the rewards of the program. What's the rewards? Helping a still suffering addict. How? Through my spirit, my strength, and my hope. Not by nothing I say, but how I live. Watch me when I'm at work. Watch me when I'm in the store. Watch how I talk to my family. That's how you get it. This guy in my area, I'll share this story real fast. I didn't know, since I'm a crook and a thief and a liar and all that there, I didn't know that you wasn't supposed to steal the little stuff at the store. I thought, you know, because the move is, you know, I'd go to the store, and the big stuff I'd pay for, but the, you know, little salt, put that in my little pocket, pepper, you know, the sauces. You know, I steal like $12 worth of sauces and pay for the big pack of meat. I didn't know you were supposed to pay for everything. So one day I had about 60 days clean, and I'm in the store with some guy who was taking me to meetings, and he got a cart of meat and all this here stuff. So I said, I'm going to help him out. So he's in the aisle and he's looking up, and I grab two, three of the meat, and I do what I do. I stick it in my pants. I know ain't none of y'all never stole before, but anyway. I stuck it in my pants, and I turned around, and he came back to the cart. He's like, he didn't say nothing. And then we walking, and I got some more of the meat out, and I stuck it in the back. So as we're going up to the counter, he said, did you see? I was like, and like he knew the move, right? So he said, put the meat back, man. And he said, man, we don't steal no more. We pay for stuff. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know we're supposed to pay for stuff. My mind, you know, I would have 60 days clean. I was clean, but my thinking was dirty. My thinking, my behavior was still dirty. That's the only way I knew how to help somebody was to steal. But when he, you know, I tell that story all the time, man, because that was the first thing, you know, that was the unity piece. Him let me know, man, we don't steal no more. We pay for this stuff. I got the money. If you want something, go get it. It's different, man, when somebody trying to help you, you don't want help. I didn't know I didn't want no help. I thought I was recovering, doing anything. Come to find out, man, I just was here, just focusing on whatever they told me to do. You know, I came in here desperation, man. I come in here because I was dying. I ain't come in here because they was giving out tea tags for free tea tags and coffee and donuts. I came in here because I was dying. You know what I mean? Because my life was miserable. Because I had 20-something years in the institution, starting from 1970. I got 21 years in jails. I was dying, man. I don't know nothing, man. I don't know nothing but steal, rob, lie, cheat. That's all I know. I don't know nothing else. So I came into this room with Narcotics Anonymous. And let another man give me some corrections. Another man who I didn't know, never got high with, never seen him before, and he said, man, you look like you need some help. And in desperate times, we do desperate things. But one of the desperate things that I'm proud of that I'm doing, man, is I listen. I listen to what he was saying. I listen to the reading. I listen to what I look, man, because I'm looking for an out. I really don't want to be here. I'm shaky, insecure, and I'm scared. And I don't want to be here, and y'all been here before, and y'all know what's going on, and I'm scared. And they said, slow stuff, keep coming back. Then I thought I had y'all because they passed the basket. I said, yeah, got them now. Passed the basket. Where the money going? I'm following the money. I'm an addict. I ain't slow. Ain't no slow addict. I follow the money. So after the meeting, I followed. I asked the DSR where you was going, where they was going, and I was following because in my mind I'm diseased up. I'm thinking they're going to cop, and I'm the newest one in the meet, so you know I know where the cop, right? So I'm gonna make sure we gonna get more than what the money. You know what I mean? Because if you knew, you know where the cop. And somebody been there, they don't know where the cops are. You know where the deal's at. Who got the big ones? Who got the, you know, who burning? So I called the GSR. Guess what they told me? You follow me, huh? We went outside the meeting. I said, yeah, where you going? They said, to another meeting. Blow my little twisted, you know what I mean? My little twisted thinking. You know, but all this got to do with the unity piece. You know what I mean? And the unity piece starts with me getting a sponsor. Me getting a sponsor was the first part of unity. It's the first part of me letting somebody in after being closed for so many years. Nobody can't get in. So when they say get a sponsor, and I got a home group, we met some other people in the home group who could guide me on this way of life, but I still had to have the willingness to do it. Like tennis, bop, over the net, coming right back. The willingness, man, this is what I had to learn. I had a willingness about unity. I'm going to read something about unity real fast. It says, this is out of tradition one, we must live and work together as a group to ensure that in a storm, our ship does not sink and our members do not perish. With faith in a power greater than ourselves, hard work, and unity, we will survive and continue to carry the message through the attic and still trust. Thank God for the people here before me who took a risk. Once you start working on you, I don't know how this works. All I know is what happens when you start getting better with yourself. You start getting better with yourself, you want everybody to get better. You want everybody to get better. Man, I had 6 months. I ran home with the basic text, hey, Mom. Mom. Guess what? I got 6 months and, you know, God is good and I'm quoting all this NA stuff. She said, oh, yeah? Go get my microwave you stole out of here since you got $6. I said, my ass 6 months. I ain't say I had a job. And that's just the reality of it. Once I began to work on me, man, once you begin to work on you and I began to work on me, man, we meet somewhere. Like we meet here. We meet somewhere. And we go places. And we help people. Nobody's forcing us to do this. You know what I mean? It's a difference. Like I said before, I always want to know what I'm getting. You know what I mean? But the literature tells me the only way I can keep this is to give it away. The only way I can stay clean is to help somebody else stay clean. I work in treatment. I've been working in treatment for 15 years. And boy, have I heard it all. I mean, heard it all, seen it all, felt it all. I mean, the whole nine yards. And that's why part of unity is part of getting to know yourself first. Everybody ain't good at doing something, but everybody's good at doing something. But everybody ain't good at doing everything, but everybody in here can do something good. And that's why Narcotics Anonymous can use everybody. Everybody, even if you're the desk hugger at the door, that's just as important as being DSR. There's no big eyes and little U's in Narcotics Anonymous. We all got a daily reprieve, man. Wherever some, if you keep sticking around, you're going to hear your story. Keep sticking around, you're going to hear your story. Then you're going to hear some worse stories. But the proof is, like the third step talks about, the proof in this is how you living. That's what the third step says. The proof is how you living. Not what you're talking about, not me at the podium, but watch me when I go home. Watch how I treat my wife. Watch what how I'm respected in my community and respected on my job. Why? Because I've been there. I know about this. I know about unity. But it had to start with me. It had to start with me working on what? Defects. How you going to call me on my stuff if I can't call you on your stuff? We all defect up. Watch your defects. You going to call me? But I had to work on mine so I could know yours, right? I got to work on me first, right? That's the unity piece. Because if I don't work on me, I can't help you. And if you don't work on you, you're not going to be able to help me. Because I'm a walking defect on some days. Thank God for sponsorship. Thank God for a support group. And thank God that I got a large sponsee family who calls me on my stuff. That's part of the unity, man. I can't. Part of the unity and part of the support is, like, you can't, like, I mean, you could, like, get some people in your support group, or you could get some buddies or some females that, like, toast-try anything you do. I mean, you could. We're skilled now. Don't get it twisted. We're skilled. In order to wake up one day, no money, and tonight have $300-$400, we're skilled. Believe me. But if you want to get involved, and if you want to be a part of a program that's about giving and receiving, then you got to put some people in your life who going to call you on your stuff. Some people going to tell you in your face, no, you wrong. Quit lying. Get honest. Quit playing. No, what I want to do is I want to get somebody going, oh, it's okay. It's all right. Just don't do it again. It's going to be okay. Don't take nothing. No, I need some men who ain't scared of me to look me in my face and say, you is wrong. Don't talk like that. Don't do that no more. Quit going around on people. That's the unity piece. It's called manning up. Quit being soft. I'm only going to go around people who only going to say what I need to hear. Who's going to co-sign my stuff because I'm doing it too. So how am I going to call you on it? I'm dead wrong too. That's how, you know what I mean? That's how some people want to play it. I ain't playing it like that. That's what got me a seat in Narcotics Anonymous. Playing it like that. Playing it like that. But I got around my sponsee brothers and my sponsor, we don't play. Because this is a life or death thing here. This ain't no joke. This ain't no joke. We joke, but the program ain't no joke. Step work ain't no joke. Tradition work ain't no joke. This retreat ain't no joke, even though we have fun. It's shown that we can communicate with each other peacefully and have fun and joke. But it ain't no joke when it comes down to getting work. When it comes down to get busy and do steps 4, 5, and 6. Ain't no joke. Ain't nothing to laugh about now. When you start talking about character defects and shortcomings and making amends and, you know, making amends to family members. Making amends to old relationships. How do I do that? The unity. Somebody did it before me. I go to somebody else. You know, how was it when you had to go back and apologize for some stuff you stole from your mother? How did it feel? What did she do? And you did it already. You shared with me. That's the unity. You shared with me some gut-wrenching stuff, man. I'm like, wow. That happened? I'm still scared, but I got to do it. In order to recover, man. That's why the literature is so powerful. It tells us we got to share my experience, man. Nothing beats experience, man. My strength and my hope. That what I'm saying, that you know, the willingness will get you to take this home and walk it out in your lifetime, man. And help somebody along the way. There's no role model for perfect addict, man. There ain't none. I'm just an addict, man, trying to get a day clean, man. Trying to align my spirit into God's spirit, into the God of your understanding spirit. My spirit touch your spirit, we on our way. You know, there's no, like, big eyes and little U's here. This is not Narcotics Anonymous. This is a spiritual retreat. Beautiful thing, man. A bunch of people used to kill themselves. Now we're sitting here loving and laughing. This is lovely. This is beautiful to me. I don't know what it is nobody else. I love Narcotics Anonymous. I'm in a crazy. I don't care. I go everywhere, do everything. I'm in a crazy. This is my life. I tell anybody, they know my job and anything. They don't bother me. Because they know I'm for real with it. I'm for real with it, man. I'm for real with the unity, man. Because I started on myself. I started doing step work on myself. I started reading the traditions. And when I didn't understand what I was reading, I went to another member and said, man, what does this mean? What does this mean? I don't know everything. What does this mean? And how can I apply it in my life? What does this mean? How can I apply it in my life? How did you do it? Just the unity I'm talking about. The unity is stepping out on faith. Stepping out on faith and asking for help. That's where it starts. And that's where I started at. I stepped out on faith. I didn't know what's going to happen. I didn't know I was going to be here. I didn't know I was going to go back to school and get a master's degree. After 21 years in an institutional penitentiary, sitting up there at the University of Pittsburgh, give me mine. I work hard for mine. The unity. You know what I'm saying? How I work this program outside the meeting. I take this with me everywhere I go. I ain't just no good recovering addict in the meeting. I'm a good recovering addict everywhere I go. Because I take this everywhere I go. I practice unity everywhere I go, especially at home. I just used to be a grateful recovering addict in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and leave out the meeting and be crazy. Wasn't practicing no principles. No honesty, no openness, no willingness, no kindness, no acceptance, none of that. Just stay self-centered. Me. But if you in this fellowship, and you read that literature talks about selfless, not selfish. That's what that literature says. You know, this unity piece is lovely, man, and It takes a long time to get, you know, one of the IPs, my favorite IP that's in the Rooms of Narcotics Anonymous is self-acceptance. If you ever get a chance to read that IP, please get that. And there's another one called The Triangle of Self-Acceptance. The reason why I'm saying that is they let me know that once I accept myself for who I am, then I can let you in. In that IP, it says, that self-acceptance IP, it says, I do anything, anytime for anybody. But when they don't do what I want them to do, where do I go? Resentment, anger, and fear. The triangle. Resentment, anger, and fear. So I'm just saying I gotta work on me before I can help you. And as soon as I can get to a level of where I accept myself, it sounds easy, but I'm talking about internally. I ain't talking about height, accepting my weight, accepting I got big nose or big ear. No. That's the outside. I'm talking about the inside, the internal, the emotional self. I accept my emotions. I accept the internal self, how I feel, what my thinking is. I'm powerless over my thinking. First step. You powerless over my thinking. I can behave my way into good thinking, but I can't think my way into good behavior. I'm powerless. Sometimes I get on my knees and pray, man, all kind of stuff come in my head. I'm like, whoa, where'd I come from? Get up, get back down, do it again. Go to another covering addict, unity. Hey, man, that ever happened to you? Yep. What'd you do? Okay, I'm going to try that. It tells us in the literature, the broader the base, the higher the point of freedom. That's what the literature says. Hey, that says in the literature. I believe in the literature. I believe in Narcotics Anonymous litter. I believe in Narcotics Anonymous. I'm in a Narcotics Anonymous program. I use Narcotics Anonymous litter. And this unity piece, man, the longer I stay here and the longer I work the steps, the deeper it gets and the more surrender I get. Surrender is the key. You know, it tells in the literature that we surrender to win. So if you're new, you don't understand nothing. It's okay. Don't take nothing. Get a sponsor. Hey, check this out. I'm going to say this before I close. This information is the same no matter where you go in the world. They don't do no different reads in Japan. You ain't going to go to New York or Philly or Cleveland and they go some different readings. They're going to do the same readings anywhere in the world you go. Now, that might not be in English. But I don't care where you go in America, in a meeting, they're going to do the same literature. They're going to say the same thing, and they're going to tell you the same thing. Get a sponsor. Get a home group. Work the steps. Don't take nothing. Pray. I don't care where you go. Ain't no meeting I ever went to, somebody said that. Get a sponsor. Work the steps. Pray. Don't take nothing. You learn how to do that. People are attracted, will be attracted to you. Whoever you left out there when you was using, you stay clean, watch the unity piece. They just thought, your family know. I ain't get high with nobody right here. But I bet you your family know. I bet you can look at your family right now and they can like tell. Ooh, there's something. Ooh. They'll be like, ooh, your family. My family knows. But when I first got clean, they was looking at me. They was looking at me. What's wrong? He's sitting down. He ain't moving a lot. You know, because I come in and he's moving a lot. You know, I'm checking stuff somebody left around or something, for real. But what I'm saying is, like, your family and the people who are close to you, who love you regardless, will be the first ones to identify that you've changed. And once they start identifying how you change and you stay on that course, other people on your journey will come up to you and say, hey, how you doing? What happened? What did you do? And that's when the unity kicks in, and you go like, well, I went to a meeting, or I went to rehab, or, and this is my story. Because everybody here got a story. Mm-hmm. Your story is your journey. That's all you need is your story. That's the unity piece, your story. Your story, telling somebody else your story, is a blessing. Because guess what? You survived. I survived my story so far, just for today. So if you knew, get a home group, get a sponsor, get a God of your understanding. Please get a sponsor. If you don't know nothing, get a sponsor. Call that sponsor. Get some phone numbers from somebody. Build yourself a support group like Walt was saying in the middle. Service work, if you want to, H&I. All the committees, this committee, the Spiritual Retreatment Committee, any committee. Because there's some people in there, you can see that we do other things, man, but you know how intelligent we are, how smart we are. We do other stuff. We're using those today. So we know how to do some stuff here. We know how to do some stuff here. You know, I've been a counselor in recovery, working in treatment for 15, going on 16 years. You know? And they let me start doing some work when I had like 4 years clean. And it's like, he's ready. Because they seen it. I didn't know I was ready. They're like, you're ready, man. Come on. Get you a caseload, 10, 15 people. Now I got 38. I got 38 on my caseload right now today. 38 people I got to see 2.5 hours a month. Unity. You know what I tell them? Don't take nothing. Go to meetings. Get a sponsor. Work your steps. That's all I tell them. The unity piece, man. You know what I mean? And if you go be here and you go to this retreat coming up, and if you go to the convention, we're having a convention in Seven Springs in November, and it's the World Convention coming up in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. You will get to see real unity. Everybody's going to be there. It'd be a good chance for anybody, you know, who don't believe to get to see. You know, we're small, a little small, you get to see us interact, but man, when you see it on a global level, you know, hey, check it out. If we all was the relapse at one of the conventions, that little town would be in trouble. We'd tear that little town up. We'd run through there. But, you know, here, you know, the unity piece, man, the females are sitting here. There's nobody trying to go in their purses. We ain't trying to pickpocket each other. We sitting here eating, having a good time, you know, serving the God of our understanding. We're being respectful. We're being courteous to each other. We're saying things like, excuse me. Excuse me. New words to me. Thank you. My bad. My fault. I didn't mean to. It's okay. I don't want no trouble, you know. That's the unity piece. Learn, see how the language changes. You know what I mean? All we have to do now is learn how to be consistent. That's the key right there. And don't let your, I had to learn how to not let what I feel dictate what I do. I had to make sure, because if I didn't have no money, I didn't feel good, I had to do something. Always let how I feel dictate how I act. Not today. How I feel don't got nothing to do with it. It's what I do about how I feel. And you ain't going to feel, my sponsor told me, man, oh, you think you're supposed to feel good every day all the time. Every day, all the time, you ain't supposed to have no pain, no rain, just happy, joyous, and free all the time. Well, guess what? It ain't going to happen. As long as you're breathing, it ain't going to happen. So I learned, I had to make sure that I got some self-acceptance, that I have to be okay no matter if I have money, no matter if I don't have money, car, no car, house, no. As long as I'm all right with me, I got a shot. Because if I'm all right with me, then you got a shot. If I ain't all right with me, you ain't got a shot. But if I'm all right with me, then I can let you in. Then I can practice and put myself in position to let you in. What do I mean by letting you in? I can share some stuff with you. I don't have to stuff that stuff in here. That's what kept me out there using for so many years.
Stop it.
I ain't telling nobody that one. People come and pass on the set. I don't know if this happened to anybody else. People come and pass on the set talking about, you all right? No, and I ain't 3 days. Yeah, I'm okay. You sure? Yeah, I'm okay. I'm all right. Come back next week, same thing. But this program, the unity part, you all right? No, I ain't all right. What's wrong? Here's what's wrong. Exact nature, fifth step stuff. I got to get to an exact nature, quick, fast, before my disease step in and try to get me, to trap me, to don't let me say it. Try to think what you're going to say if I say. Man, God's in control of this. Believe me. God's in control of this. You know what I'm saying? God's in control of this. I'm about done. I done ran my mouth enough. There is a story I want to tell. Baseball. I like baseball.
And the Dallas Cowboys.
We're still a country. Still a land. Basketball. Baseball. Just let you know who's in control. So, you know, the new guy up the bat, pitcher tells the outfield, lay down, I'm going to strike him out. So, outfield lays down, strike one, strike two. He hits, like, in the gap. Center fielder, left fielder, they running, they chasing the ball. He's rounding second base by now. Coming around third base. They wave him home. He comes in the home. Smoke everywhere. The dust, the dirt. 60,000 people yelling, ah, he's out. Umpire looks, smokes, says, safe. See, God's the umpire, and it don't matter what 60,000 people say. If God says you're safe, you're safe. My name's Joe McCovernetti.
All right, Joe.